Greetings, friends and fellow travelers. It's me, Salute Bigsby, author of God Uses Gangsters. And today on the show, I want to go ahead and give you a quote that I got from Miss Robinson here at our prison during a little session that we like to call Education and Emotional Stability. Life is too short to wake up in the morning with regret. So love the people who treat you right, forgive the ones who don't, and believe that everything happens for a reason. If you get a chance, take it. If it changes your life, love it. Nobody said it'd be easy. They just promised it'd be worth it. All right. Now, moving on. So I've gotten some letters, and I've gotten some responses, and a couple people have read my book. So I wanted to answer those questions. So forgive me for those that have not read my book and don't know what this is requiring to. But somebody specifically asked me about the situation that was in prison, which is in the end of my book, in my story, which it's a true story for those that have no knowledge of my book yet. And they were referring to the FBI accusations and the things that were going on with me and the serial killer. I want to be very clear that the reason why that in my lawsuit that there was no repercussions from the government whenever they did the false accusations and they removed me from death row and brought him back to our prison here in Ohio, it was because he was classified to where he was cooperating and I wasn't. So therefore, when you choose not to cooperate with the government, you're no longer protected by them. So therefore, the government can slander your name and say anything, then the judges could get immunity, which was the outcome to my 2021 lawsuit, which led to my book deal with Reader's Digest and so forth. So basically, to those that break the law and then use it to where they can snitch, tell, or cooperate with the government, they are protected and you can't give their real names, which is why I couldn't use his real name in the book. And those of us that are just innocent bystanders or whatever that did not cooperate, we have no protection and they can do anything they want to us. And that's something that needs to be changed, but only the listeners that have listened to this can go to the legislation and make the laws change. I think the Supreme Court in the United States have, they pretty much recognize that it's dirty business dealing with informants anyway. And it's not really looked rightly upon. But with that, all that goes to this quote, life is too short. I don't care about anything that's happened in my past because my story is God's glory. And if you get to the back of my book, you'll see some of the sermons that I wrote about all the loss, that all it did was make me gain. And in the end, we are not losers because all we do is learn. So that's today's message from the Royal Nation. And please just understand that we need to love people no matter what happens. God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.